First of all, I should welcome you to this new course, that is Postgraduate Diploma in Healthcare Management. I am Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. I am MBBS doctor with MS Ophthal, that is Postgraduate Degree in Eye. I am ophthalmologist, but because of my learning habit, I have also done MBA in Healthcare Management. Apart from this, I have done Diploma in Industrial Hygiene, Postgraduate Diploma in Medical Legal System, and also done Postgraduate Diploma in Healthcare and Hospital Management. Today, I will be taking class on planning and designing of healthcare facilities. In this, the first chapter includes Introduction to Healthcare Planning. Now, introduction means you are new to this field. So, first of all, I will tell you what is the meaning and definition of healthcare planning. Whenever we plan anything, we do it with the aim. So, aim is to match the limited resources with many unmet demand. This is because India is a vast country, it is a developing country, where healthcare is a costly business, and therefore we have got limited medical professional, limited hospital to cater large needy population. Now, second thing for planning is to eliminate the wasteful expenditure, means unnecessary stay of the patient in the hospital should be reduced so that patient's treatment in the hospital will become cost effective, both if the patient is paying for it or if the government is paying for it. Avoid duplication of expenditure. If the case is for the particular doctor, like if it is a surgical case, it should not be dealt with the physician and it should directly go to the surgeon. So in this way, unnecessary investigation, unnecessary medical cost will get reduced. To develop the best course of action to fulfill the defined objective, that is maximum benefit patients should get in the term of patient care with related to the expenditure, means whatever he is spending, he should spend less and he should get the maximum benefit from it. Now, definition of planning. Planning is a process of defining community health problem, which may be problem of malnutrition, then it may be the problem of antenatal care, it may be the problem of tropical disease. Second is to identify unmet needs like cost-effective cardiac care in minimum cost to general public. As we know, cardiology is the most sophisticated branch in the medical field. And whenever any patient is admitted under cardiologist, one is bound to spend more money on that because the treatment is costly, the implants are costly, and we are living in a country like India where resources are limited, money is limited, most of the patients do not have health insurance coverage. So they have to spend either from their own pocket or they have to spend or get treated through the government hospital. That is why very few patients are able to access the cardiac care. And because of this, when the resources are limited, needs become unsatisfied. Surveying of the resources to meet them. We should find out what is the best possible options by which the number of the doctor per population can be increased. Means more and more doctor is available for increasing population. Similarly, more and more hospitals are available for upcoming new generations, or more and more nurses are available to cater the healthcare of the society. Establishing the priority goal that are realistic so that in reality the health benefit reach to the poor and economically weaker section of society. like patient having BPL card holder, that is below poverty card, patients who are financially weak and they are not able to sustain their health care. Now, whenever we plan anything, we plan according to the need. And since we are dealing with healthcare, the need is health need. So, health needs are required for preventive measures. Preventive measures is one of the important goal of healthcare, and it is based on the concept that prevention is better than cure. Like hand washing after coming from toilet, daily brushing your teeth, daily wearing clean clothes are the ways by which you can avoid the spread of communicable disease. So if we follow the simple preventive measures, we can prevent the outbreak of the disease. Curative measures means the exact treatment which the patient requires for particular disease. And this curative treatment may be medical treatment for medical illness like hypertension, diabetes, malaria, or it may be surgical treatment like appendicectomy surgery or inguinal hernia surgery, or it may be the surgery for newborn babies, that is gynecological surgery, which is usually performed by normal delivery or by doing emergency LSCS, etc. So curative treatment means care according to the need. And third important is the control and eradication of disease. Control means disease can be brought to a such a level that it no longer remains the public health problem. Like AIDS can be controlled, but AIDS cannot be eradicated. But eradication means destroying the organism, that is disease producing organism, from the root. For example, malaria can be eradicated, whereas tuberculosis can be controlled. And that is why the national programs are devised accordingly, like revised national tuberculosis control program for the control of disease called TB, and national malaria eradication program for the control of disease malaria. Whenever we deal with healthcare planning, we should know who are the individuals who will give the care. So care is imparted by the manpower. So manpower is in the hospital setup is doctor, which may be general doctor, or it may be specialist doctor, or it may be super specialized doctor. General doctors are those doctors who have done basic qualification like MBBS doctor. Specialist doctors are those doctors who have done postgraduate training in specialized field. Whereas super specialized doctors are those doctors who have done super specialized training and qualification in medical field. Like MBBS doctor, after qualifying MBBS, can become physician, that is MD medicine. And after that, if they want, they pursue their career at cardiologist by doing course that is known as doctorate of medicine, DM. Similarly, surgeon, after doing general surgery, can become neurosurgeon, and they do so by doing master in surgery, that is MCH, neurosurgery. So manpower is an important health resource, and manpower may be in the form of doctors, staff nurses, paramedics like audiologists, radiographic technician, dental technicians, etc. Whenever you employ this person, or whenever you induct this person in the hospital setup, you require fund. And funds should be given in such a way that there should not be crisis of fund in between. That is, the funds should be given at the beginning and also during the course of treatment so that the patient get treated. So mobilization of the fund is very important, and fund mobilization may be government supported. It may be supported by the big industrial house. It may be supported by the non-governmental organization by charitable institution, etc. Then material. Whenever the hospital is run, it cannot be run by the medical professional alone. They can show their skill and impart their skill, but which is dependent on the instrument. Like a cardiothoracic surgeon cannot perform the surgery when heart-lung machine is not there. Similarly, a neurosurgeon cannot operate when there is no machine to do the craniotomy. And how to operate the machine, which is the disease part, how much to remove, they require knowledge and skill. And this is gained by doing the proper training under the guidance of specialized surgeon for a specified period of time. So material, knowledge, skill, technique and time is also very important. So planning involves the four major activities, that is programming, objective, policy, scheduling and procedural. Programming is actually done at national level, and for example, National Leprosy Eradication Program, National Malaria Eradication Program. Objective of the program shows the mission of the program, which may be short-term objective or long-term objective. Policies are usually the guideline of the program, and policies serves as a framework on which the certain sets of activities goes on. Like particular hospital have got their typical admission policy, discharge policy, antibiotic policy, etc. Scheduling means organizing the action into particular mission so that the goal is fulfilled. Like if the patient comes to hospital, the first and the foremost action is patient should be examined in the outpatient department. So OPD care is very important. Similarly, if you want to screen large number of patients in the community with limited infrastructure and it is away from the main hospital building, you can organize camp. This is known as patient outreach program. The camps are usually arranged for blood donation. Secondly, it may be organized for family planning, bone mineral density scanning, cataract screening camp, etc. And procedures actual, the technical expertise that is required to perform the particular job or particular procedure. For example, if the surgeon want to remove appendix which is inflamed in a patient and causing pain in right iliac fossa, he may do it by conventional surgery or by doing the laparoscopic surgery. When we say conventional surgery, the surgical procedure is orthodox, where at least 10 to 15 millimeter incision is made and the disease part is removed by the surgeon's hand. Whereas in the laparoscopic procedure, it is known as keyhole surgery, where the disease part is removed by making three holes. One is for inflation of the abdomen, so that no part get damaged while procedure is carried on. Second is for the illumination, so that surgeon is able to operate under proper visualization. And third, opening is made to do the surgical maneuver, like passing of the instrument, passing of the hemostatic clamp, passing of the suturing needle, etc. A sound healthcare plan. What do you mean by sound healthcare plan? A plan can be called sound healthcare when it is following the following sets of action. First, it is enough for the future expansion of the hospital building and accessibility of the general population. For example, when you make up or build one hospital, the hospital you are making it in 2015. But the hospital is going to exist for 30 years, 50 years, 100 years. So you have to take into account in what way the hospital will able or cater the patient, which will increase or which will grow by 2050. So whenever you are planning or developing or making up a hospital, there should be some area reserved for the future expansion. For example, initially radiology department in the hospital was only concerned with radiography. Later on, ultrasonographic machine came. Later on, CT scan machine came. Later on, magnetic resonance scanning machine came. Now, digital subtraction angiography, PET scan, multiple SS spiral CT scan has come. So, all this technology with the passage of the time required more bigger machine, more space, and this can be only provided in the hospital by keeping the extra space during the initial phase of hospital setup. Recognizing the need for uncultured traffic pattern within and without the hospital. Usually hospital is a service industry. Lot of patients come to the hospital who are in deep pain, agony, such as in casualty, labor ward, where patients are always in emergency, hurry, they want to get treated or being attended by doctor very much. Some patient, because of panic or acute confusion, may show lot of agitation in the behavior. They may move in the hospital corridor, which is not allowed or meant for hospital patient attendant movement. So, whenever the hospital is set up, the proper demarcation of the patient area and attendant area by the proper hospital signage, by the proper hospital literature, by the proper traffic control or assisting staff can avoid this type of scene like overcrowded OPD, overcrowded casualty, overcrowded labor ward, etc. Now, hospital not only allows the movement of the patient and the attendant, but also there should be space for the proper movement or caring of the physician, hospital staff, patients and visitors. So, there should be proper mechanism for the transportation of the patient, which should be both horizontal transportation and vertical transportation by means of hospital lift. Adequate attention should be given to the concept of infection control, and that is why most of the staff usually keep microbiologist or epidemiologist as an infection control officer and infection control nurse, so that patient does not get nosocomial infection, that is hospital acquired infection, and unnecessary delay their stay in the hospital. Similarly, hospital should be planned to face or overcome the sudden onset of disaster, like short circuit in the hospital and sudden explosion in the ICU. So in the ICU, all the patients are bedridden patients. Whenever certain type of acute attack occur, these patients may not be able to move. They require assistance. In that condition, proper evacuation of the hospital, proper fire control, proper hospital signage for the easy evacuation of the hospital relative and hospital staff can be only carried out if the hospital have the sound disaster planning. Need for proper planning of the healthcare. Healthcare should be properly planned, and whenever the healthcare planning is dealt with, planning in the healthcare is basically of two types: strategic planning and operational planning. Why strategic planning is important in healthcare? Because healthcare is a growing field. Each day new innovation is taking place, new diseases are diagnosed, new technologies are coming, so doctor has to expertise accordingly. So whatever treatment they are giving today may not be same after 20 years. And since medical field is very vast and lot of research is going on in the field of healthcare industry, therefore proper planning should be done so that it is able to cater the needs of the patient 20 years ahead. For example, if you are planning to set up an independent radiological center, one has to keep 30% extra space so that they can fulfill the hospital hospital demand related to radiology, which comes up with the passage of the time. For example, initial radiology was only restricted to X-ray. Later on, ultrasonography machine came. Later on, CT scan machine came. So all these machines require space, and if you have done the proper planning, the result will be good. Then, economic feasible healthcare planning. Healthcare planning should be done in such a way that its service is affordable to needy patient, with taking into account the following consideration. Because healthcare industry is a service industry, and who needs the most of the healthcare? Patient. Why they need? Because they are not aware of disease and they are suffering from disease. So most important thing is education and literacy. If the patients are educated, they will take the preventive measures like proper screening of the health, proper nutrition, proper vaccination, good standard of living. Therefore, the chances of communicable disease, acute infective disease in such type of patient will be less as compared to illiterate patient belonging to low socioeconomic strata. Second is the income of the patient. As we know, if the income of the patient is high, they will go to the better hospital, that is corporate hospital. In the hospital also, they will get admitted in an isolated bed or isolated room. They will go for the better standard of surgery, that is better quality of surgery, under highly specialized surgeon. And these are only possible because whatever is their healthcare needs become demand, because it is backed by paying capacity. That is, they have got the money in the pocket and they can spend for whatever thing they require related to healthcare. Then amount of health insurance coverage, which may be either taken by the individual themselves or by the employee or by the group insurance by the employer supporter. Means the health insurance for which the employee pays the premium, that is certain amount at regular interval, may be directly paid by the individual themselves, or they may be paid by the group, like doctor such as ophthalmologist may form their own category health insurance scheme, or it may be supported by the employer, like different corporates are giving or spending on the employee healthcare checkup, which may be annual checkup, periodic checkup, screening, or cashless facilities like government aided PSU, like ONGC, Bharat Petroleum, Air India Limited, National Fertilizer Company Limited, etc., where the employer takes care of the health of the employee by giving them the cashless treatment with the hospital with which they have signed an agreement. And this is known as Memorandum of Understanding between the employer and the hospital. Effective community-oriented healthcare planning can be achieved by the following measures. Whenever the planning is done, planning is usually done at the higher level. So if the governing council of the hospital or board of directors of the hospitals are usually dedicated, they are employee friendly and also patient friendly, and they understand the community of the people living in the locality with good leadership quality, they will achieve the effective community oriented healthcare plan. And this is only possible by different political leaders like local MLA, MPs, corporator or social activist, who are more concerned for the health of the individuals who are living in their ward, who are living in their vicinity, so that they will get the advantage in the next election, etc. Effective community-oriented healthcare planning also assures the ability of the services to to all the people in the hospital catchment area. For example, if the individuals are living in the Mumbai, like Dharavi, they should have the access to the bigger corporate hospital located in the Sion or Kudla or Sion, Kudla or other suburb of the Mumbai area, where they can get the EG and the effective treatment. And this is only possible when the hospital which are available to them, they are aware of the healthcare facilities, good transportation system is there, hospital accept the patient at the time where they require the maximum attention, that is at the time of emergency. Then participation of the hospital in the community development program, like arranging for the different type of screening program, like bone mineral density screening program. Most of the female who are elderly female more than 50 years of age usually suffer from calcium depletion. So if they are screened for calcium depletion, the calcium supplement will decrease the chances of pathological fracture in the future. And this is only possible by effective community-oriented planning. By recruiting the doctors of high professional skill, the patient gets the good quality of emergency care. For example, if the cardiologist is very renowned, dedicated to the community, he will care the individual with different attitude in their surgical expertization or different attitude and approach toward the patient as compared to junior cardiologist. Moreover, doctor cannot work without the use of machine. So induction of new heart-lung machine is very important in the cardiothoracic surgery unit to do the open heart surgery, which is known as CABG, coronary artery bypass grafting surgery, where the blockage of the heart is relieved by developing an alternative channel so that the adequate blood flow is maintained. Then the planning should be properly ordered, or orderly planning. Orderly planning can be achieved by the hospital by acceptance of the hospital administrator of the primary responsibility of long range and short range planning, with the support and assistance from competent financial organization and architectural advice. For example, if the hospitals are planned in such a way that they are only going to cater the emergency cases, they can start giving or imparting care from very beginning. But if the hospitals want to develop it as a multinational hospital with different specialty in the field of medical, then it will take time, because it takes more time to develop the infrastructure, to recruit the proper doctors, to train the doctors, to make the people aware about the facilities available in their catchment area or vicinity. Then, whenever any service industry is allowed to work, it requires constant source of money. The constant source of money is required not only at the initiation phase, but in carrying out day-to-day activities of the hospital, and also at the time of emergency. For example, if a doctor wants to admit the patient, there should be proper provision of admission policy. Patients should get the medicine and bed free of cost. They should be regularly attended by the staff nurse, housekeeping department. They should get the free medicine, free meals and free medical assistance by team of doctors, nurses, etc. So all these things are required the expenditure. So fund or money, which is very important, is required at every step of the healthcare. Few hospitals which are owned by big industrial house, like Reliance Hospital in Mumbai, owned by Ambani Brothers, do not face the problem which the public or government hospital face, because it is one man's show and they can provide or they can take the decision which is in the better of the patient, and patient gets immediate relief or benefit and they have to not wait long for the government procedure and policy to get implemented. Therefore, corporate hospitals have edge over public or government hospitals because of efficient policy decision matter and also implementation. They not only do the paperwork but also see that it is implemented, because nowadays hospital is an industry and industry can only work when new technology, bright people are inducted and there is zeal to induce innovative design, innovative instrument, innovative drug, so that better and better result is achieved. Few hospitals are supported by central government, such as CGHS assisted hospital or All India Institute of Medical Sciences or National Institute of Mental Health in Bangalore, and few hospitals are supported by state government. Like in Maharashtra, the biggest government hospital is JJ Group of Hospital. Few hospitals are supported by municipal corporation, such as BMC Run Hospital in Mumbai, are said GS Medical College and KM Hospital. Similarly, Lokmanya Tilak Hospital and Lokmanya Tilak Medical College and Sion Hospital, Topiwala National Medical College and Nair Hospital, etc. So this shows that many hospitals may be governed by central government, or many hospitals are governed by respective state government in which the hospital exists.